Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zeibert joining us this morning. We were just talking about basically the word stay off the roads. What are you seeing out there? What's the word for people this morning?
Well, I'm just coming. I was did an interview out on the west end by the turnouts in Ishpeming. And, you know, when I started around 5:30 coming from Marquette, it was just wet. But as you go west, it just gets worse and worse. If you could set a worst-case scenario for driving, this is it. You have a combination of the wet, sloppy, heavy snow, which causes you to, you know, it'll pull you right into the oncoming lane or off to the side of the road. And then it's starting to freeze also. And then you add to that the visibility. The wind's blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour, and you can't see anything. So, you know, you couldn't make a worst-case scenario. So it is bad. Don't go if you don't have to. And if you are, you know, when the visibility gets bad, put on your four-way flashers, go slow, and stay to the right.
Greg, real quick here. People are going to start to think that when daylight shows up that everything's going to just miraculously be okay, and that's usually not the case. And this seems to be one of those days where even with daylight we're going to have problems with really with everything.
Right. As I said, with that combination, you know, this is a – especially if you don't have your equipment, you know, the windshield wipers, the really good tires, and that type of thing. It's scary out here. And, you know, if you stand outside, if we were standing outside, it actually hurts, the snow hitting your face. It's blowing so hard, and it's really hard to see. So I don't think the daylight is going to make a difference.
Yeah, we're talking with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zeibert here talking about the road conditions and staying home this morning if you can. Greg, you mentioned that, yes, it was rainy in Marquette earlier this morning when I came into the studios here before 5. It was rainy in the Marquette area. Within the hour, it turned to heavy, wet snow. It's bad in the Marquette area, but as you're saying, if you are heading up to the highlands into the western Marquette County area, it's going to get even worse and worse and worse, right?
It is. It is. And I pulled over. I'm dry. I saw your note, and I pulled over, and, you know, I'm headed back into the city, and it isn't as bad as the West End. We're getting reports, central dispatch, of trees down now. Mm-hmm. So if you're on county roads and off the beaten path, be careful for, you know, things in the middle of the road. Which could be a hazard also.
Well, I know that you're busy with trying to keep a handle on everything this morning. We appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes of your time. But really, I guess before we cut you loose, what's the word for folks this morning?
Okay, just, you know, again, stay off the roads if you don't have to. You know, check your destination. See if they're even open, be at work or, you know, wherever you're headed. And if you don't have to go, don't go. If you do, just slow and easy.
All right, Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zeibert, thanks for your time, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay, well, I know.
Yeah, all right, so there you have it.
Right there.
Yeah, and it's not good. It is. It's just, it's like he said, it's that perfect storm, if you will. So yeah. If you can avoid being out on the road today, even into tonight, let the crews get caught up. It looks like a travel day tomorrow should be okay, but this is some serious stuff. This truly is. It's that wet, heavy, wet concrete, and like he said, it can yank you into the ditch. It can yank you into oncoming traffic.
And I'm not surprised to hear at all from the sheriff that trees are starting to come down and branches because this weight is pulling it down. We have power outages in several areas. UPCO's reporting 1,500 to 1,700 people in Marquette County. It's in that Ishpeming, Palmer, out at the Dead River Basin area. The crews are working on it. They're trying to get it cleared out as best as you can. But the word is, if you can stay home right now, please do.
Details on that forecast ahead. Here's Sunny 101.9.
At the office, we love our sharp.